The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, but the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Conservative derived from preservative, derived from scripture. We're called to be the salt of the world.
Serve it.
We're the voice that the pro-murderers, choicers, wish to silence, they call themselves. Isn't it interesting? You're anti-abortion, yes, but you're pro-choice mm-hmm. when you want to murder somebody.
That's right.
The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, who are the Sons of Liberty? Well, you have John Adams. You have Samuel Adams. You have James Otis, Paul Revere, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, and the such. Need I say any more? And then you have Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. We are the Sons of Liberty. You're the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Jake, I'm a Son of Liberty. Are you a Son of Liberty?
I'm a Son of Liberty.
Friends, do you want to be a Son of Liberty, too? Well, I would think so. The way to do that is to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out our brand new website.
Right on the right-hand
side. The lily that's been painted,
mm-hmm.
or the gold that's been gilded.
Nice.
You like that?
I love it.
Yes!
Keep it going.
Yes! Yes, I love that, man. It's just, it exemplifies my intellect. And, yeah, it's stupid, isn't
Cut
it?
Cut above the rest.
Scripture tells us knowledge puffeth up, but that charity edifieth. And I'd rather edify and exhort and, you know, and the such rather than try to think I'm something, because the Bible again comes in and says, take heed that you stand lest you fall.
Yep.
I don't want to be stupid.
That's true.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have fallen.
Yeah. And I don't want to be one of them. Right.
So.
Folks, if you'd like to go to Facebook, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio. All of our updated posts, articles, columns, and the such, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like us if you do. And if you don't, you can like us anyways. If you know everything, then this probably isn't the right radio show for you to listen to. And if you think we know everything, you're absolutely incorrect. Because we're still learning. And I think that's important for people to know that we're still learning. We're always learning. Man, if we knew everything, we wouldn't need God. And I'm glad that we don't know everything. Therefore, we have a great dependency upon our Creator. And it's a good place to be. It's a safe place to be. He knows everything. We know nothing. It's good to stand on your Bible and say, Lord, I know nothing. You know everything. You know, I'm not that stupid to think that I am something. I'm not a narcissist.
Martin Luther said it's good that it's all up to God, because if any of it, even a small portion of it, was up to us, we would have failed it.
Oh, big time. Majorly. That's why we need Christ,
we
who perfects
and
us.
To him.
Yeah, the Bible says that he perfect that which concerneth us.
Amen.
He's the perfecter, we're not. He's the teacher, we are not. He is the master, he is the rabbi, we are not. You know, we always say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But yet the Bible says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. Amen. That's a good place.
Yes, it is. That's a renewing
for your
mind.
Heart to be. It is. It really truly is. Friends, if you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, you can. We got a fan page posted. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Like us. Now, friends, I've had literally probably 25,000 people glean my site in a week and a half. I just started that account. And I only got like 405 friends that like me. I'm insulted.
Seems like a lot of
I'm
people
hurt.
That are peeking around the corner and just
they are.
Looking. What is that?
Yeah, what's that guy doing?
What's going on?
Yes. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. BradleyDean1, BradleyDean double E1 on my Twitter account. And folks, the phone lines are accessible. And if this makes you feel any better, then maybe you didn't just a couple minutes ago. Maybe this will help you out. We're not narcissists. We're servants to the people. Did you like that?
I like it.
Narcissist.
Narcissist.
What a word.
That's a tricky word.
That means we don't know everything. But our founding documents.
Our
founding documents do show us who we are and where we came from.
Right.
So therefore, if we put our feet back upon the rock of Jesus Christ and the Constitution, our foundations, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, guess what? Then we know where we're going because we know who we are.
That's right.
Amen. I think that's pretty cool. The phone number, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought I'd say that. Why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You guys following us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We just got a call today. Bradley was on Frank Beckman's show this morning.
He was a big in out of Detroit, yeah.
Yes. He was one of the big ones. Very cool guy.
Very cool guy.
Very in tune with what's happening.
Not just because he likes us, but I think he's a real cool guy.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Very good stuff. This guy's a leader. And as he stepped up to the plate, had Bradley on the show, they talked about the Spanish River High School victory, which we've talked about many a times in Sons of Liberty here. We need victories, folks, and this guy identifies it. Frank has Bradley on the show. After the show, we get an email from a gal who coordinates the webpage Breitbart. One voice silenced, millions awakened. She understood redemption there. 63,000 people have liked this page. She says, I can't believe that I have not yet heard of this message. We need to promote this everywhere in every single conservative circle. So keep your eyes out on that.
I can't believe it, neither.
Keep your eyes. Neither could I.
Graveyards everywhere.
Times. That's true.
It speaks loud and clear, doesn't
it? That's true.
Yes, it does.
That is true.
Amen.
So keep an eye out for that. Breitbart, One Voice Silence, Millions Awakened. Also, too, we just got posted on Zionica.com, Zionica, it's a new column. Also
Zionica.
DC Clothesline, American Thinker. Some public schools can't handle the truth.
Oh, DC Clotheslines. Oh, yes. those.
It's airing it out.
Man, those things stank.
Folks,
you got
out.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back talking about how Washington Post headline castigating Bachman. Michelle Bachman? No.
Can't do that.
No.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Boy, we're just getting inundated with Twitters. I got my phone here and it's just going off. It's like I've gotten eight of them over in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I go on my Facebook and I got eight more likes on my Facebook. I'm insulted.
Yes. Insulted?
Dude, we're reaching out into 53 countries.
We're all over the United States of America.
And I only get eight responses off that last shout out. Wow. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Go to my fan page. It's pretty cool. I'm updating constantly. Jake, come on.
All the time.
All the time. Both pages.
Keeping the people fed.
You gotta
feed the sheep.
Yes.
Otherwise, they starve and they get skinny and they don't produce wool and everybody's miserable.
Well, and food.
That's right.
Yeah. You like those gyros?
Oh, a gyro.
The gyro. You know how you go.
I love gyros.
When you're 16, it's like, what is a gyro or a gyro, ma?
A gyro?
Well, I shouldn't say ma because mine wasn't there, but the normal kid would say, hey, mom, how do you say that?
What's a gyro?
Would you have thought that the G would be silent? Gyro.
No, I wouldn't have. As a matter of fact, when I was in New York, it was the first time I ever had one.
Yeah.
I said, what's a gyro?
Did he smack you in the face?
Look skinny.
He takes some lamb's meat and smack you in the face.
Look, skinny, it's gyro. Now get up. How many do you want?
That, yes. That's how we do it. Folks, if you had a... And Jake, this is your fault.
Yes, it is.
It is.
But I'm working on it.
It can't be my fault.
I am working on it.
Now, here's the deal.
Closer.
If we were on camera,
it would be
100 times bigger than what we are right now because we don't have, like, black glasses like some socialist freak.
Nope.
And we don't have those little... Matter of fact, I don't have any glasses. Nope. I could put my Elvis shades on, though.
That's true.
And people think I look like Elvis.
Mine broke in Florida. I don't have any shades.
That's probably a good thing. I noticed the last... That's true.
Uh-huh.
And then you posted it. Did you know that you had like 150 likes, responses to that just instantaneously? So in other words, the point I was taking is that they like you better than they like me because I thought those sunglasses were real bad.
That's it.
That was only a face a blind wife could love.
Ooh.
Jeez, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry about that.
You got to go to the fan page, Bradley.
I said the fan page
and like it.
Was that racist?
Fan page. You know what, though? Well, interestingly enough, this is a wayside topic. We actually had a producer who's booking a show to call me this morning to ask if you'd be on a particular program. which you'll be on tomorrow. Oh, wouldn't you like to know which show that is? We'll tell you after it happens.
What's that?
But this particular gentleman was blind, but he was still booking, and I said, good
oh,
for
I didn't,
you.
I, guys, I would never.
No, but
that
he,
was, that
he legitimately was. He said, yeah. You'll never know this, but I'm doing this on Braille right now. And he was a fantastic booker. As a matter of fact,
well,
he
you
sold
know what?
Me. We're on the show tomorrow.
What a stupid thing for me to just say that. I was just trying to be facetious, and I'm talking to you, Jake.
Okay.
Of course, I meant nothing.
We just have these inconvenient microphones
on. You know, my producer, one of them, I'm looking at it right now. Jake's wife, her name is Heather, her parents are deaf. And she taught my kid sign language. Do you know my little boy comes home
that's
every day
amazing.
And says, I mean, outside of the fact that he knows every founding document known to mankind, I don't think my kid can recite the Federalist Papers yet, but
we're
he's getting there,
we'll get
right?
There soon.
Anyways, in saying that, that's my boy. It's interesting. He's going like this. It's, Dad, look at how fast I can do this. And I said... He always says to me, Dad, watch this. And it's like, yeah, so what? What do you want me to get?
Moving his hands.
Chopsticks or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's what he's doing. But he's doing the whole alphabet in just, dude, 15 seconds.
He's communicating.
No, it's cool. So now, is he going to be able to have a conversation, Heather, if he's actually out on the highways and byways?
He's close to it, yep.
Okay.
I know that the kids a few years ago when I first started teaching, my mom came to one of the churches that you spoke at, and the kids were having a blast. She was showing them all the signs. They were showing her all the signs that they learned. And,
is it not really cool when we're places and there's some deaf friends of ours there?
Mm-hmm.
Or we're in a line at a restaurant or something, and I'll say, hey, Heather, over here.
Yep.
And then you go have a conversation. Then you have an opportunity to witness to them.
Yep.
No, I mean real witnessing. That's right. We're not talking about laying a track in the bathroom and running.
Jesus
because
Jesus loves you.
Yes. Yeah, and we're not talking. Or the four
give your heart to him.
Or the four unspiritual laws. Yeah, it's not that way, but it's pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity. It's
if you really think about it, the ministry team that we have, mm-hmm. we got a lot of hats.
Yeah, there is a lot of hats.
I mean, yesterday, Massey, the singer for Junkyard Prophet, was wearing his underwear on top of his head.
He has an underwear hat.
I said, dude, he had this plaid hat on, and he thought it looked cool. It's like, dude, who done did lie to you?
I said, it's actually my fault. I picked it out.
Did everybody hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wanted to let you know that what you picked out, the pattern, those are exactly the boxers that I have on right now.
Boxers.
I just thought I'd share that with
somebody
you.
Somebody ripped them off. Like
I said,
Ralph
dude,
Lauren
I said, you look like a butthead, dog. I see you wearing my underwear on top of your head.
We got to post this on Facebook. Can
we
you take a picture of him and put it on Facebook?
Do it right now, please. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding, folks. You know, I think a lot of times people think we're being facetious when in fact we're not.
This is our world.
It is our world.
That's what's happening. Hey, well, speaking of our world, remember I just told you we're on this Breitbart, One Voice Silence, Millions Awaken Facebook page. Pretty amazing page. They just posted two of your things on here, and the comments are going through the roof.
Good.
So they got the media. Bradley Dean exposed the American media, information you may not know, YouTube videos on everything we do, folks. It's not just written.
Yeah, so therefore, that will give you the answer. If you really want to know the truth about
what's
who we are and what we do, ask us, not all the little bloggers that are being sued right now.
And then, of course, the divide and conquer two-party system. Okay, drinking the Kool-Aid that you're a Democrat or a Republican. They're both snakeheads on one belly, and that is who? The Federal Reserve.
We have one Constitution.
That's right.
Not two. Butthead is in the room right now. Matter of fact, here, have me in the background, and Jake, come on. This is live radio. This is Do Radio, okay?
We're taking the
Can
picture
Can you see
right
us
now.
In the background, Heather? They're taking a picture of Butthead right now, and they're going to post it online.
And y'all are just jealous, dog.
Yeah,
everyone
you see this?
Jealous, y'all. Ain't got no hat like mine.
The sad part about this is he really does think it's cool.
Yeah. Well, I did think my sunglasses. Well, I guess
it's shameful conduct.
Cool,
what kind of a mother and father did that man have?
I'm not sure.
Train up a child the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not wear underwear on the top of his head. My goodness.
Touche.
Anyways, touche is the word. Yes. Did you hear that? The whip.
Chalk it up.
Yes. Washington Post headline, Michelle Bachmann faces congressional ethics probe. One more point. Go ahead. What was it? Go for it. Quickly.
For a misuse of funds, allegedly.
Okay, Michelle Bachmann.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure she'd probably do that on purpose, especially when she's going out there and exposing darkness by being the light.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Jesus that said, everything I did it in...
Right in the open.
The open. Yeah. Go ahead and ask them. But what they had to do is they had to get a bunch of debased criminals around them to try to accuse Jesus of crimes that Pontius Pilate, the man responsible for crucifying Christ... even knew that he was being delivered up for envy. He already knew that the people were lying about Christ.
That's right.
Remember, Jesus even said, he said, why don't you go ahead and ask them? They will tell you. And remember, the servant to the high priest smacked Jesus. And he said, if I spoke evil, then bear witness of the evil.
Yep.
But I didn't do anything or say anything outside of answering your question. See, the answer to the question wasn't good enough neither. That's why Christ said nothing in response to their accusations. Because everybody already knew that they were lying. So they're castigating Michelle Bachmann. By the way, have you heard her on the radio? And she's from Minneapolis. As a matter of fact, we live in her district. That's why they attack us constantly. That's why we're suing Rachel Maddow, because she thought it'd be cute to equate me and Michelle Bachmann. Mm-hmm. And the state-run media does it, too.
Hey, weren't you in a
temporarily,
little,
let me say that.
Weren't you in a little paper? What's it called?
The New York Times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You and
yeah.
Michelle Bachmann.
But Serge, what was it, Kowalski,
I thought.
He was Polish. Heather, you're Polish, right?
That's true.
Well, okay, anyways, he did a great article.
Yeah,
Serge did a great,
fair.
And he kept his word.
Hey, we'll post it right now. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Bradley Dean, New York Times. Check it out. And Serge kept his word. He's a good guy. At least thus far, it has been a good response.
Very cool, very kind.
And he's been keeping his word. Yes,
upright.
He is.
Upright.
A very cool guy. Upright is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to you.
I like that.
Listen
hey, sometimes
you.
It happens.
Listen. Rep. Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota is under investigation by the Office of Congressional Ethics for alleged misuse of campaign funds, her attorney confirmed Monday. Isn't it interesting that Pelosi has been busted for this time and time again when, in fact, she did commit the crime?
Mm-hmm.
How come she's not on the front page
Chopping
of Washington
Post? Right.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
What, the criminals can go ahead and do it and get away with it, but once you expose the criminals, then you got to try to make it a criminal mm-hmm. out of the righteous?
That's
of
right.
course!
Yep. That's the
That's
point.
How it works, friends. There are no allegations that the congressman, or woman, I'm sorry, engaged in any wrongdoing, said her attorney. William McGinley of Patton Boggs, we are constructively engaged with the OCE and are confident that at the end of the review, the OCE board will conclude that Congresswoman Bachmann did not do anything inappropriate. Of course. Of course.
But we got to put it on the headlines, front
yep.
page, big.
Wait a second. Is it because Michelle Bachmann is running for Senate?
Could that be?
I got
it. Nothing
to
do with
yeah,
it. No.
Come on.
No way.
You're out in left field.
Because,
here.
I mean, Al Franken, he's the most upright guy.
Totally.
And
the
he
jokes,
won his election fair and square. He would have no criminality.
The joke is on Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Franken.
And he probably thinks, you know, hey, look what I did.
You know, we've seen him at the state fair. My wife, Pink, and Blued him. We tracked
his
Joker friends.
Okay.
And he had an arrogance about him. I didn't appreciate it at all.
And why might he have
Oh,
an
he
arrogance?
Just thought he was like a little bit better than the people that he served. I can't say a whole lot about him.
Yeah.
But the joke is on America.
Sure.
And Minnesota, namely. Friends, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Starbucks. And then after that, Hegelian dialectic. That's important. We'll get that at the half hour mark. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions.
munitions can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, I was going to say one more thing about Michelle Bachmann, who the Washington Times is castigating, punishing.
The Michelle Bachmann. Is it the Times or the Post?
Oh, I'm sorry, Washington Post. Did I say Times? I'm so sorry.
The Times are pretty good guys as far as like
really?
Being conservative, yeah.
Huh. Washington Post headline, Michelle Bachmann faces congressional ethics probe. And then they bring in later on, like they always do, to grab your attention. That's why they throw those, splash those on the headlines for you, friends. Faces congressional ethics probe, like she did something wrong. And then they come in with the word allegations. Of course, that's how they always do it, friends. They just wanted to get your attention. Let's go over, I was going to say about Michelle Bachmann. I heard her on the radio one time, and she is a preacher. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
she knows the word.
She schooled two jokers on a Christian radio station one time. It was almost like, what are you guys doing on there? Just move over and let Michelle talk. Because she is a preacher. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. It was pretty awesome
stuff.
Her
whole testimony of how she got there, she didn't get.
Yeah, she didn't apply for the job.
No, not at all.
Friends, the people that need to be in governments and in the pulpits are not those that apply for the job. Those are hirelings. Yeah. It's the people that have a testimony as to how God got them into the position to lead the sheep. Those are the people that we need there.
That's
and
right.
We need the veterans there as well.
Amen.
Those are the right people. Let's go have a cup of coffee. Well, maybe not. At the annual shareholders meeting last week, Starbucks CEO, I never felt right about this company a day that it's been out there. Howard Schultz insulted Christians throughout the country. Well, he insulted the nation is what he did by suggesting that they buy stocks in other coffee businesses if they don't agree with his position on same-sex homosexual crimes against nature marriage, never in the history of mankind. Tom Strobar, a shareholder, raised a question during the shareholders' meeting about the significant drop in sales after a boycott from the National Organization for Marriage, who was protesting Starbucks' support of homosexual marriage in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you there, Mr. Schultz? Mm-hmm. Howie?
Mr. Schultz is going to have to go begging to Obama.
He should probably shut his pie hole is probably what he should do because people did respond. people did respond, I'm sorry. In the first full quarter after this boycott was announced, our sales and our earnings, shall we say, politely, were a bit disappointing, said Strobar. In response, Starbucks CEO Schultz said the company's decision to support homosexual marriage was not an economic one, and snidely suggested Strobar and other Christians who support natural, God-created marriage can take their investment elsewhere.
Okay.
Okay, we will.
Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Next point. How's that working out for you, Howie? How's that working out for you, Howie? See what happens, friends, when you come together?
Yep.
Because, friends, again, you're saying the same things. The state-run media is just simply trying to divide and conquer. That's all they're doing. Nothing more, nothing less. Shut the TV off, and Fox, friends, is no better.
And dump your coffee in the sink if you bought it from Starbucks.
Yeah.
And
what?
Buy no more.
Said Howie.
That's right.
Said Howie.
Buy no more.
Don't want your business, man.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Stupid Howie.
That's a really stupid thing to do. Yeah. I mean, I could see if he was a preacher.
Yeah.
And he was just saying,
standing,
hey, listen,
in boldness for God's cause.
Slaying sin, exactly, yeah. But he's not.
Nope.
He's standing for coffee.
That's... yeah.
Bean boy.
Stand for coffee.
Bean boy
old
at Starbucks boy. Doesn't want your money.
Nope.
All right.
Got my beans.
You want to go over to the Hegelian dialectic? Yes. What a word.
Yeah.
Why is it important for you to understand the subject of the Hegelian dialectic? Because it is the process by which all change is being accomplished in society today by the New World Order monkeys. More importantly, it is the tool that the globalists, the New World Order monkeys, are utilizing to manipulate the minds of the average American to accept that change where ordinarily they would refuse it. Now listen carefully, this is going to set some of you people free. The Hegelian dialectic is, in short, the critical process by which the ruling elite create a problem. They create the problem, anticipating in advance the reaction that the population will have to give the given crisis that they themselves have created, and thus conditioning the people that a change is needed. See, friends, I've said this 1,000 times. I need to interject it again. If you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And what they do is they create... Folks, terrorism is a political battering ram created by criminals behind the scenes that are trying to bring about a new world order by creating terrorism that only works for corrupt governments. For example, why after September 11th, why would your government ask you to give up your rights? Through the Patriot Act. Why would they ask you to give up your right to bear arms? It tells you, it's very telling when they ask you to do things like this as to who's responsible for the crimes that have been created. Folks.
What's the outcome?
That's exactly right.
What's
when the population is properly conditioned, the desired agenda of the ruling elite is presented as the solution. Whose solution? Theirs. The solution isn't intended to solve the problem, but rather to serve as the basis for a new problem or excavate the existing one. When the newly inflamed difficulty reaches the boiling point of a crisis, it becomes the foundation upon which arguments may again be made for change. See, friends, these people are evolving away from God, only asking for self-inflicted problems, and rest assured, friends, they're going to get them. And so will the American people if you allow this mentality to reign.
They bring you with them.
Hence, the processes are repeated over and over again. This is why they're continuously gun crimes, and they're not responsible for all of them. But we do know what happened at Fast and Furious, and we do know what happened in Benghazi. Yeah. This government was responsible for putting the guns into the hands of your enemies only to blame the American people. So what do? They continuously magnify gun crimes. Well, let me ask you this, friends. If it was true what they're saying, in some cases it is, but why is it that corrupt government, and why is it that governments have guns, but you're not allowed to have them? I'm not going to get off on that branch right now.
I'd like to bring up a statement.
Please.
I saw this on Facebook. You know, we have a war on drugs. Our drug problem got worse.
And where do you get your drugs, Jake?
Exactly.
Just ask a local drug dealer. It'll surprise you, friends.
What's allowed?
Yeah.
We had a war on terror. Terrorism got worse.
Yep.
A war on poverty. Poverty got worse. Well, when is the federal government going to do a war on jobs and money so that they can get... The point is they do the opposite of what they set out to go to war against.
Of course. So, Obamacare is not there to help you. It's there to fail, to destroy the economy, only to anticipate the day that will come when it works for them that created the unconstitutional Obamacare in the first place.
It's a three.
They're creating the crisis, friends.
It's a three-step process. And you know what? Hegel, who discovered this theory, it's the way that people think. There's a thesis, as it's called.
Remember Cassius? Or Crassius? What was his name?
Oh, yeah, Crassus.
Yeah, tell the people the story.
Yeah, he was the fire department owner, the only one in Rome. So when the buildings would start to burn, then he would show up with his fire truck, and he would barter with the person, hey, I'll give you $50 for your building. What do you mean? I bought it for $200. Well, it's burning. You can't put it out. You might as well sell it now and just get rid of it.
And I'm the guy that can put the fire out.
Exactly. So the guy says, fine, I'll sell it to you for $50. He tells his fire trucks, put it out. And then the guy next to him, as the
fire keeps going. They didn't have trucks back then, Jake.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
maybe a cart or something?
No, we get a bucket of water.
That's right. Maybe some buckets of water. Thank you. So he goes up to the neighbor's house. The neighbor's house isn't on fire yet. And he says, hey, listen, that fire next door, it's burning pretty heavily right now. Probably going to catch your building. I'll buy your building for $100. The guy says, what are you nuts? I bought it for $500. Well, hey, if you don't want to, I'm not putting it out, and I've got the fire engine here.
That's right.
Fire, well, whatever you want to call
That's
it.
That's right.
The bucket of water. So the guy negotiates. He's forced to. Pretty
so
soon, Crassus starts to realize.
Wait a second.
This is working
Did
good.
Crassus conspire?
Well, think about it. If you're
did
a criminal
he
mind.
Create those fires.
If you're a criminal mind.
We know Hitler did.
You see how good this is working for you?
Yep.
You see how it works right into your hands? Maybe I'll go start a couple fires to acquire some new real estate.
Hitler used the brown shirts to create the chaos, and Hitler behind the scenes was the one responsible for creating the chaos.
Right.
And then he would come in and bring the resolve.
Yep.
But friends, what you didn't realize is he was the one that created the crime.
That's right. He needs to get rid of the communists. So what does he do? He calls a coup, and then
the coup happens.
People get killed, and then he blames the communists. There you go. End of problem.
And it's the same thing with what you're seeing today. That's why you're seeing this criminal administration attacking your constitutional foundations, your republic, friends, not your democracy.
That's right.
But he's attacking it only to try to create a division so they can conquer. And you have to become wise to how these people operate. And when you begin to understand how they operate, every time that something happens on a nationwide scale, you already got to check as to who is responsible for that.
I could give a great example. Okay, you have full body scanners right now. You know, you put your hands in the air like any free American does. No, you're not supposed to put your hands in the air. But they have them at the airports. So what do you have? You have a war on terror first. Because I've got a solution. I have a company that makes these scanners. And hey, my buddies in government
are stocking this. Wait a second. Stop for a second. So you have a war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
So the terrorists are attacking the American way of life, namely the Constitution of the United States, and then governments right along with it to attack the Fourth Amendment by violating Article 4 of the Bill of Rights every time you go into the airport.
Right.
So who's the terrorist?
That's right.
They're both doing the same thing.
Yeah. Who had the solution?
What is their end that they have in the scope?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who suffers?
What's in the crosshairs?
That's right. Who suffers?
The Constitution. The eradication of the Constitution. TSA is unconstitutional, friends. You say you feel safer. You might want to do your homework. Because no longer is there terrorists. Remember, we're told by this administration? Well, then if there's no longer a terrorist problem, then let's get rid of the TSA. Nope, that's not how it works. So what do they have to do? They got it one step. They have their foot in the door. It's called the TSA.
Yep.
Well, then let's get rid of it. No, let's not get rid of it. Wait a second. Isn't this what Hitler did? Yes, it is.
And now think about this.
Yes,
last time I was at the airport, they said they're coming out with new technology where people won't even have to take their shoes off anymore, where they can wear light coats.
Oh, and they can have knives now.
Exactly. So, okay, well, wait a second. Hold on. Then why do we need TSA? Oh, no, we've got better technology. See how the bureaucracy keeps going? Where did that bigger technology come from? It came through federal funding of private corporations.
Your money.
Buying the legislature that brings it in.
Your money.
So this is Hegel's dialectic. We got a terror problem. I sell these metal detectors at the airports. Here we go. Let's push the terror problem so I can bring in the solution, the metal detector.
Let's go ahead and take it another step right after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Yeah. Check out Bradley Dean, double E, on my Facebook. I'm going to go over there and see how many people like me. It makes me feel special.
Like
Bradley
it now, quickly.
Dean on my fan page.
While we're on break.
My friend page. Let's call it my friend page. I don't like fan page. My hat's not higher than theirs.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the Hegelian dialectic. Friends, they create the chaos and then they bring in a new order. This is what they're attempting to do right now. It's also important to understand that as this process is being driven through totalitarian methods, friends, arguments are created both for and against certain measures of change. That's why you have a two-party system.
That's right.
See, friends, see how it works? But the American people lose if they don't catch on to the game that these criminals are playing. All arguments are controlled. Listen again. All arguments are controlled. That's why the president is never asked real questions.
Never publicly, that's for sure.
The presented solutions, each with varying levels of unadornment, are debated. Again, who loses through the debate, friends? Debate is nothing more than disobedience to God. Political correctness, friends, is nothing more than a lack of accountability to the principles in which we are standing upon.
Hey, the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident. Truth cannot be debated.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what your opinion is. The truth is the truth. So in this whole thing, it's a three-step process, this Hegelian dialectic. You have a thesis, which is the truth. What everybody understands is truth. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They're endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But now you have life under attack, of course. Your liberties are under attack.
But we're seeing the states, three states now overturning abortion, friends.
That's right.
Amen.
So you can see through this whole thing, and this is why, because they've cast off this Hegelian dialectic. If you start with the truth, which is the thesis, then you have somebody attack that truth, which is called the antithesis or the antithesis. I'm against it. For what reason? Well, it doesn't matter. Now all of a sudden, we feel like we have to defend the truth. Well, we got to defend it because this is right because of this, this, and this. And the other guy says, well, it's wrong because of this, this, and this. We've engaged into a debate now. Yep. And what happens is we come up with a conclusion called a synthesis. So then that synthesis becomes the new thesis. When you engage in the debate about truth, you've already lost because there is no debate.
That's right.
It just is.
That's
and
right.
So because it is, it stands. When you start to debate it, you'll come up with another truth, which is why you take the, we hold these truths to be self-evident, Declaration of Independence. There's no debate over life. There's no debate over conception, all this other garbage. It is life. God created it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. So in other words, we're created too. We're not conceived. We're not born equal. We are created equal. God created us. That truth, no debate. But because people have been willing to debate it and say, yeah. Well, what if?
This is the conservative talking heads of the day. This is
That's
where
right.
the problem lies, and this is all they talk about. Because they know the problems go on, they'll always have a job.
That's right.
If there was resolve, friends, they wouldn't have a job.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I want to say this, too. We have to move along with changing times, but we need to be rooted in unchanging principles.
Yeah, that's truth.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Because truth doesn't change. So you can apply truth to a guy who drives a horse and a horse and buggy. You can apply that same truth to a man who drives an automobile. They're two different objects, but the truth doesn't change.
Right.
If you take this, well, again, he took this another step forward and went into Marxism as an example. The reason I was using that is the debates, because so many people say, well, we're in a time now where there's airplanes. That's not in the Constitution. Well, it take the truths of the Constitution
right.
and apply them
yeah.
to airplanes or whatever.
Yeah, no, they want to take the truth and change the truth
exactly.
because man becomes immoral,
which
and
is,
he's evolving out of this, out of obedience to God. Yeah. God gave commandments, friends, not suggestions. They're eradicates.
That's right.
It dissolves. What dissolves in the mix is debate.
That's right.
There is none.
And opinion, and truth remains
yeah.
truth. So you get guys like Hegel or people that you see in this administration, wicked, crooked, cruel, unbelievably wicked men.
Yes.
Now, we can believe Hitler was that bad. We can believe Stalin was that bad. We can't think anybody...
He never pulled the trigger.
That's right.
Yeah.
So these wicked men see that this is the process of man. It's biblical, too. You see the children of Israel. There's a revival. Joshua brings them to the promised land. They serve God. All of a sudden, what does the next generation do?
Yeah.
They debate truth. Well, we don't necessarily need to keep the Sabbath. We don't necessarily need to
yeah.
worship this
and
way.
And what does God send prophets for? Beware lest
them.
You forget the Lord your God.
Right.
Beware lest you forget the Lord your God. That is the voice of the prophets.
That's right.
Yes.
And those prophets reproved the kings who thought,
yes.
well, you know what, we're evolved a little more. We went through the prophets, we had our antithesis, the people debated on it. Now we have a new synthesis. It's not like back in the days of Joshua. Hegel realizes
yep.
psychologically.
Scripture continuously tells us that
That's
he
right.
hasn't changed.
All the time.
He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yep.
Friends, you have to let these words go through you that God has not yeah. changed, man has.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you continue to go along that process, wicked men identify the process of how you think psychologically, how they break you down mentally, and also spiritually, how a country is. As we saw with Stalin's, our strengths are threefold, right? And they apply this process. Now, let me just give you an example. Last election, okay? What was the difference between Romney and Obama besides the
Romney,
color of their skin?
Romney was worse than Obama because he's already done it in Massachusetts, that which Obama was trying to
That's
implement.
Right. So,
but most people took Romney for face value mm-hmm. because it was what the state-run media
That's
told
right.
them rather than the American people doing their due diligence and pulling the curtain back that he was anti-gun, that he was pro-homosexual, that he supported abortion, that he also supported NAMBLA.
That's right.
Nobody took time to look behind him, did they? No.
These two groups.
Outside of the fact that he thinks that God's up in Kolob.
That's right.
Planet Kolob
exactly
somewhere,
right.
and he gets to replenish his own planet.
And neither,
pretty weird stuff,
neither
guys.
Neither one of them submitted to the Constitution. Neither one of them used it in any of their arguments, if you will, in the debates. So they give you the two players in the debate. They give you the thesis, the antithesis.
Gosh.
Both of them not even rooted in the truth. How much further do you think you'll get from truth when you have a new synthesis? The new synthesis, apparently, through voter fraud, I'm sure a whole bunch of other stuff, happened to be the Obama.
When you look at Obama and you accept that man to be the leader of the free world, it shows you how debased that the American
That's right.
people have become.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, it
well,
really is. That
right.
Let me finish this Hegelian dialectic, Jake. All arguments are controlled. The presented solutions, each with varying levels of unadornment, are debated publicly by the manipulators of their minions. Those are what you would call politicians.
Right.
This is done until a perceived compromise has been reached on the best measure to take in route to the solving the crisis that they themselves created, friends. Then the outcome of the debate, which purportedly weighs the concerns of the public with the mandate to do something, is enacted as public policy. What did dictators used to use all the time? Kids. Mm-hmm. When the people look at the dictators with kids, what'd they do? They accepted anything that they threw down on them. Remember Sandy Hook?
Mm-hmm. Oh, me, man. I know I wanted to, you know, I'm mandating the murder of babies, and I voted 241 times to make sure that babies are snuffed out, making sure there's another doctor in there. And, you know, we got to protect our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? You know what's really scary about this stuff? These people feel for some reason they're invincible. They know the truth. When a man lies, he knows that he is lying. I don't know how he knows that he's lying, because he's got a knowledge of the truth.
Yeah, the conscience.
And he does it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not, what does the Bible say? The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. He knows what he does. Let me tell you something, friend, and you tyrants and criminals out there. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And what's even scarier about all this, he professes his Christianity. What is the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That's what most people hear, but let's keep going on with that scripture. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. One more scripture. In flaming fire, listen carefully, friends. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And yet, they continuously conspire against God? Read Psalm 2, friends. Let me tell you this. God ain't playing. And they put themselves... What does the Bible say in Psalm 2? Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Agree with him in everything that you do, lest he be angry. And who is he talking to? The judges. Those that knew the difference between right and wrong. Scary place to be, man, but there's a whole lot of them out there. I remember telling the governor from the state of Minnesota about abortion. I said, and God repayeth them to their face that hateth him to destroy them. We were talking about the issue of abortion. Are you tempting God? Do you have the gall to dare the justice of God by sitting there and trying to legitimize what is illegal in the room of common sense? Oh, my gosh. Let me finish this. Such is a summary of the Hegelian dialectic. Through few in American society have ever heard of it. Still, fewer have not been profoundly impacted by its use in the effective neutralization of opposition and the formation of public policy. They want to normalize crime, friends, through the Hegelian dialectic. That which works for them, and they want to turn on the truth. They want to call those that walk in the truth darkness. Woe unto you, those that call evil good and good evil, put light for darkness and darkness for light. Woe unto you means God damn you.
It's a curse. That's right.
Do your homework, friends. That's literally what it means. God damning people.
You have to shed light in this country and keep it persistently upon the darkness and all the dark areas. Folks, partner with us to do just that. If you've been blessed by this radio show program, if you learned stuff, if you're emboldened and you got truths, we need your help. You can donate. We're a nonprofit organization, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Real easy. Click on it. Donate. You can also get our products. It's another way to support and become a son or daughter of liberty.
It's .com, not .com.
I know.
Okay, well, no, we weren't talking about Obama in this. I'm sorry about that.
No con.
Folks, good news for those that are willing to fight for their rights that God gave them. Kansas already passed 94-29, nullifying all federal gun laws. Another state, friends, have stood up and said, no, you don't. You're winning the day. Stand up. Get right with the Lord. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, and grow
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.